This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Right, let's talk about maintenance now.
Because usually when we talk about issues around maintenance, you know, there's a parent involved and this parent is legally obligated to maintain the child in some form or the other. Now, imagine this, actually finding out that you can claim maintenance from a sibling. That's you saying, I cannot afford life, I can't do this, but my brother or my sister, who's in a better financial position, can actually assist, and I can actually apply for that. We're talking to an expert to find out the circumstances under which this can actually apply. We're talking to our attorney and social commentator, Isaac Musilani, who's on the line. Good morning, Isaac. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys, in the studio. Yeah, thank you for waking me up in the morning, and good morning to your listeners.
On a very cold morning, we appreciate you for waking up.
I'm on leave, by the way. But let's do this.
Anyway, so, you know, this conversation has probably stressed a lot of people out, because in every family, let's be honest, there's a sibling who, for some reason, may be struggling to get a job or this or that, but who can actually approach the courts to apply for maintenance from a sibling, saying this sibling must take care of me because I'm not doing well?
All right, yes. And I think we have to emphasize on the language, and it's important that our listeners understand the language. In general, anyone can apply for maintenance. In general, anyone can apply for maintenance. There are people whose maintenance comes automatically, and those are children. And these children can range from, well, children under normal circumstances, somebody who's under the age of 18, and somebody older than 18 who is still dependent on that parent, and somebody who's a disabled child who's even under over the age of 18 is automatically guaranteed to get maintenance from their parents. There's a spouse that can apply for maintenance during divorce proceedings, and the siblings, that is not automatic. You can apply. It only needs court approval. Even a girlfriend can apply for maintenance. The issue is, a person who is applying for maintenance who does not fall within the automatic category, that person must prove to the court that they were already being maintained by the other person. So if you don't maintain them, they cannot even they won't even be listened to, because you have to show that there was a duty to support from the other person before you applied for maintenance. So if, for example, I'm living with you and I am taking care of you, and you have to show that if you want to apply for maintenance, that the court then forced me to maintain you, that I was maintaining you before you applied. The other thing that you must show is that if you were in the similar position, you would then maintain the other person. It would be reciprocal in that. So it's not an easy thing to get. In fact, you are most likely not going to get that maintenance order unless there was a duty to support the other side.
You know what I'm trying to understand? The reciprocal part of it, please explain that again. I'm not sure I got that. And also, in my head, as soon as you explain this scenario, I'm thinking of Wuti Ashoka Murai or Klokomech, and then Wutu Runyo Konyala, and Runyo Kofuja Kamuhabar Klokomech in Garona. Can I apply for maintenance, Karabuti? I want maintain. I can Wanyala Mara Awarina.
You can apply, and then in that maintenance is going to be an inquiry. In that inquiry, we have to determine whether you cannot maintain yourself, in the sense that are you disabled, are you a child? Not that you're unemployed. Being unemployed is not a reason to apply for maintenance. The court would have to inquire whether you cannot maintain yourself. If you are disabled, you are most likely going to get that maintenance. But if not, you are a fully bodied, adult person, you're not going to get that maintenance. Now, here's the trick. If, for example, Wuti Atsokahala, while Wuti was taking care of you, then you can apply for maintenance from the deceased estate. And you have to prove that when Wuti was alive, Wuti was taking care of you. Then you'll get some portion of maintenance. That one is irrespective of whether you are a fully bodied adult or whatever. But if Muti was alive and taking care of you, and he passes away, you can apply for maintenance. So it's not automatic. At the end of the day, you still have to present your case that you are indeed entitled for maintenance. But I can tell you that a sibling who is fully bodied, who is an adult person, will not get that maintenance. Does not qualify, because when you go to the maintenance court, all of this maintenance is guided by the Maintenance Act. When you get to the maintenance, you have to prove two things: duty to support and failure to support. So you have to show the court that this person has a duty to support you. The second part is that this person was supposed to maintain you but failed. Do you understand how now a sibling does not qualify there? Another sibling does not have a duty to support you, and they would have not failed to maintain you because they are not obligated to maintain you.
Even stressed, I was like, okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right. I'm digesting this information. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Let's get to
Okay. All right. Okay.
Remember, there's a caveat. If I pass away and I was taking care of my sibling, they can apply for maintenance from the deceased estate because I was taking care of them. That is completely different. It doesn't fall within maintenance part of the Maintenance Act.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it here. We'll leave it here. Thank you so much for your time. That's attorney and social commentator Isaac Musilan.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.